Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We're with it.
Yeah, there's almost nothing more exhausting than the thought of an incompleted task. I mean, I'm not very good at this, so I'm talking to myself right now, but you can have worry about something like that when the reality is, well, why don't you just go do it? Then you don't have to worry about
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And talk about worry as a weight, because that can slow us down and it can get our eyes pulled off Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I'm worried about something, chances are I'm really self-focused. You know, I'm focused on how I'm going to make myself feel better. You know, or maybe I'm focused on another person because I'm worried about them and I really want to help them. But ultimately, what's bothering me is the way I feel about it. You know, that is causing me to stay in that worried mindset,
mm-hmm.
which is a completely different perspective than focusing on, you know, what does God have for me today? What might the Holy Spirit be telling me or calling me to?
Mm-hmm.
What might God want to teach me? You know, what do other people need from me? We tend to not only carry worry around and kind of drag it like a weight, but also, you know, to allow it to like focus our eyes on ourselves and on just the ways we want to feel better. And it really can cause us to miss things that God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it can cause us to miss what other people might want to teach us or offer us or what they are presenting us with in terms of an opportunity to help them or make an impact on them. So I think it just changes our field of vision.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about changing your perspective, I mean, human pride is tenacious. I mean, that will always be there and we'll always struggle with that on some level. Say something more about that if you would.
Yeah. So I think perspective can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things I do in addition to my work as a writer is I'm also a coach, a leadership coach. So one of the things I do as a coach is help people change their perspective and actually see a situation differently than they were when they were on their own or when they were coming into a conversation with me. And it's actually remarkable how powerful that can be and how hard it can be for us to do on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do tend to get stuck in our own ways of thinking.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things that we're learning as we learn more and more about how the brain works is how much what we believe and the way we look at things, how much of an impact that has on our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons it can be so hard to change our perspective, because when we think in certain ways, we literally will wear a groove in our minds, in our brains, you know, that will cause our thought patterns to continue to go over and over that same pathway.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.